umkhuhlane lona owe COVID ulokuqhubeka ukhuphuka ngoba khona lana South Africa sinabantu beshona ngendlela emangazayo sesimene sibi kakhulu kanti ke njalo siyacabanga ukuthi nokwenzakalayo kungenzeka ukuthi lesi simo akasibanga nje kuphela lapha eSouth Africa ngoba amanye amazwe amaningi sibona ukuthi akuyisadaka nawo mhlawumbe akakafiki ezingeni lokuthesta eliphakeme njengalokho sibona kwenzakala eSouth Africa. Phambilini besibona ukuthi eWestern Cape bekubukeka ngathi iyona ehamba phambili ngomkhuhlane weCOVID kodwa ngathi ke bathe mabenyusa izinga lokuthesta kumbe lokuhlola abantu lapha eGauteng. IGauteng isikhanya ikhuphuka nayo iningi laba isizondlula njalo iEastern Cape iWestern Cape. So siyagqugquzela ukuthi abantu mhlawumbe bahlolwe ingakhulukazi uhulumeni abamazwe asesadiki nawo abonakale ekhuphula izinga lokuthi abantu batheste. Sizile ukuthi eMalawi sokuqala ukukhuphuka nakhona amanani abantu abatholakala banomkhuhlane. So kuyinto ehlaqisayo yona esingaziyo ukuthi azobe kulungele na.
Kuyini okwenza libone ingani umkhuhlane lo uzasabalala kakhulu usuka kwele South Africa la kwamanye amazwe usiya kwele Zimbabwe?
Ukuhamba kwamathraki nokuhamba kwabantu becrossa kusho ukuthi njengoba umkhuhlane usumningi lapha eMzantsi Afrika, abantu abaningi uma bephuma eMzantsi Afrika besiya nje Afrika badlula kwela seZimbabwe. Lokhu kungaba yinto kungavele nje kube yinto embi kakhulu ngoba lo mkhuhlane kusho ukuthi uzongena ngokushesha ugcwaleke nakhona lapha eZimbabwe. Okokuthi mhlawumbe nje kungavele kube yinto engcono ukuthi umngcele uqhubeke uvaliwe nakhona kuzoba nomthelo umuntu kwezamabhizinisi kodwa kulesi sikhathi kuyinto esabisayo ukuthi kungenzakalani uma lo mkhuhlane ungagcwala eZimbabwe ngoba sisazi ukuthi izinga lezempilo libi kangakanani.